This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. Going to try something different and new, or rather more expansive, if you will. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing many people around the country to the concept of an overview of News Talk Radio this past week. This is something that I've been doing for 20-some-odd years in concert with Talkers Magazine and their editor and publisher, Michael Harrison. Every week they go through most of the really popular talk radio programs and hosts and stations around the country to come up with a list, like the countdowns you hear on the music stations. Same thing, only this is about news talk radio. Top 10 stories, top 10 people. So Talkers, as the Bible of the talk radio industry, has authority there. And so this list put together with the folks at Talkers becomes a very entertaining way and an accurate way to gauge what's been going on a lot of the radio stations that are carrying this program now. I carry my other programs. I produce a lot of different programs, the Daily DJV program, podcast and playback of that show, and On Air Live. You can find it at djvshow.com. Also, a show that deals with the metaphysical world, the unseen world, Your Hidden Power, yourhiddenpowershow.com. The American Family Farmer Show is a podcast, and the focus on food, family, and the farm, that's there as well. GoodDayHealthShow.com has the podcast and the shows with a couple of prominent doctors around the country every week talking about the issues. And they're all, the reason I bring them up is because they are sort of my varied calling card, having done this for a long time. The focus, though, with the majority of stations and the majority of their programming is aimed at discussing the issues, and many of them are political. It's become known as political talk radio to a lot of people. So I invite each week a couple of well-known, very prominent talk radio folks. Some of them are people that work with me on the DJV program. For example, Jennifer Horn is here. She does she's got three of these, or four, depending on how you look at the gig. Jennifer, prominent on the DJV program, also does the local program in Los Angeles on the Salem station there, KRLA, and she does a show for the Southern sort of California Network. Would you say a station carries that program out in Bakersfield? No, is it Bakersfield?
The Inland Empire, no.
Yes, yeah, all right. So Jennifer Horn is here, along with my friend, longtime colleague, John Harper, who runs WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida. So their thoughts and engagement here as we go through the list. Let me go through the stories. And the number 10 item this week on the countdown list is an overview of the Oscars. A lot of conversation, especially at the beginning of the week, about that. At number 9, technology as it applies to facial recognition and artificial intelligence in general, getting a lot more traction because it's affecting our lives more and more and more and more and more every day. Number 8, continuing focus on Rush Limbaugh and his illness. He was in the hospital earlier this week because he had the flu and people thought it might get into pneumonia. A lot of focus on him, not only because of his illness, but because of his winning the... and I'm going to say something. I'm going to say it very prominently. I hope I didn't lose their couple of friends on this, but there was a posting, I don't know if Jennifer and John, you saw it, there was a posting in a cartoon form of 10 people wearing KKK garb, and there was one of them that had the image of the Presidential Medal of Freedom and the caption under, guess which one is Rush Limbaugh. I found that highly offensive. Yeah. I found it obnoxious and unnecessary. And so I said that to my friend online, and she didn't like it, but, you know, I don't, it's just, I think there's enough already with this stuff. enough already. Yeah. So did you, either of you, see that, Jennifer John? Did you see that cartoon?
I did not, but yeah, I believe it.
You did see it, John?
Yeah, I saw it, and I totally agree with you. That was not called for at all, totally unnecessary. Why was that required to put out there for the world to see?
Well, because somebody, you know how it is. You know how it is. The Internet can be used for all kinds of things. I mean, Rod Limbaugh is not, there's no way, he's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. But I've explained on the air that I think the reason that it is reasonable to have given him the Presidential Medal of Freedom is because what he has meant to the business of radio and to listenership, you know, it's affected 20, 30, 40 million people over the years that he's been on, and I just think that that's...
There's just something about wishing people, I don't know, ill. I've seen a lot of people saying he deserves it, this is, what you know, he's getting what's coming to him, and that kind of, I don't care who people are politically, people are human at their core, and that's just, I don't know, it's not, say what you will, call them names, do whatever you want to do with your free speech, but I don't know, there's something bad about wishing people ill will.
Yep, well, it comes back, and there's a thing called karma. I just mentioned the program I do called Your Hidden Power, and karma is a part of our conversations frequently. What goes around, maybe another way of putting it is what goes around comes around. And
it
so
sure
those of you,
that way. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just enough already. Okay. Yeah. Number seven, a focus on immigration reform as the walls are being built. I think there's a lot more focus, although we did talk about this a little bit last week, Jennifer, because of where you are and how you get involved in this in Los Angeles. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that. The budget, the deficit, the economy all going together is number six because they're all one story. Number five is the coronavirus and its impact on our country and our relationship with China. Number four, Bloomberg. That's what all you have to say. Roger Stone and his sentencing is number three. The impeachment aftermath is number two. I'm not sure. I don't know. Enough of, I don't know that there's really anything there, but we'll talk about it a little bit. Presidential race, primary New Hampshire, and once again, Bloomberg getting involved in the fray. I thought it was pretty interesting how, especially toward the end of the week, Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden took the lead in attacking Bloomberg. Donald Trump is attacking him. So you know he's a viable candidate because everybody's on his back.
Absolutely.
Really pressing ahead. All right, so Jennifer, you were about to say something. Help yourself.
Oh, I don't know. Was I about to say something?
I don't know. I thought I heard you take a deep breath and thought, okay, I'm going
no.
now.
Yeah. No, I think you're, I don't know, maybe I just, you're using your hidden power to project, but no.
That's
I'm
what
good.
It was, yes, exactly.
Yes.
All right, but I do want to spend just a moment on, I don't know that the presidential race leads a lot of conversation because, you know, you see who's falling off, and that's sort of after what happened in Iowa, that whole mess there, whether it's expected. I think the biggest surprise, at least among my friends here in Massachusetts, is how badly Elizabeth Warren has done. And I think universally people are looking at Joe Biden, who looked like he would be the one, and now there are a lot of people who think that Bloomberg is the one. So, I mean, it's a waste.
A lot
of
people
convention.
Think Bernie is the
Bernie
one, too.
Is the
which
one.
Is,
right.
Yeah. He's, it's really interesting. Politics is all about momentum, and it's about catching fire at the right time. And for Elizabeth Warren, she caught fire over the summer and not at the right time. And now she's falling, and people are making a decision in her lane, basically. Am I going to vote for Bernie Sanders? Am I going to vote for Elizabeth Warren? And I think the momentum has been with Bernie Sanders, who's just very well organized. He's got a great ground game that existed in 2016 that he's revitalized for 2020, and he picked up where he left off. So he's very strong. He's a strong candidate. And then you have a lot of the, and I use air quotes because I don't know how many of these guys are actually really, really moderates, but you have the moderates fighting it out. And Mayor Pete seems to be the one who's got the energy, not Joe Biden. And then you throw in the Bloomberg factor come Super Tuesday when he's actually going to be on some ballots, and it's really anybody's game. And does it boil down to kind of a does it boil down to the far left and the more moderate side of the party as they move into the convention? Probably so, but, you know, Bernie Sanders has got a lot of crowds. He's got a lot of people and excitement behind him.
That's for sure.
I think, I think, Doug and Jennifer, it could come down to a brokered convention, which will make things kind of interesting this summer when the Democrats get together. But, Jennifer, you mentioned momentum and who peaked at the right time or the wrong time. And definitely Joe Biden leading the pack almost for the past year. It almost seemed inevitable that there was going to be some type of a change in the leadership at the top of that race. Elizabeth Warren, same with her. I think it's going to come down to Bernie Sanders and Michael Bloomberg, and yep, that'll make it very interesting.
Well, what I think, go ahead, Jen.
Oh, sorry. No, just to wrap up on Biden, you know, I think it's really interesting to watch him because even though he's had, he's held incredibly high office and important offices, vice president, and he obviously was reelected to Senate for decades, but he was really untested as a candidate. And I think the reason that we saw him at the top of the polls is because he had a brand name. So when people were asked, who are you going to support?
Right.
People just said, well, Biden, because it's the only name they knew. But now people are actually starting to dig into some of the other candidates. They're getting to know him, and when he gets tested, he just doesn't perform well.
Mm-hmm. So,
excellent. And also, don't you think there's a burnout factor as well? People are just tired of it.
Yeah, the burnout factor is that this damn thing goes on continuously. As soon as somebody gets elected and installed in office in January, there'll be, okay, who's going to run in 4 years? And the damn news media just perpetrates that. It's over and over and over and over and over again. Get out of my face and go away. My God.
Well, especially when they don't like the person who won. They like to start immediately looking ahead to the next one.
Let's go get him. But I think you're right. It's going to come down to Bloomberg and Biden. I'm sorry, Bloomberg and Bernie. And what's going to happen... Here's my prediction, and then we'll move on. That AOC and that bunch is going to, when Bernie doesn't get the nomination, they're going to be so worked up about it and so upset, they'll start a third party. You wait and see. There's going to be a third party in this country, the Socialist American Party, whatever you want to call it, but that's going to happen because the Democratic leadership of the DNC is not going to let Bernie. They just aren't. They don't get it themselves. And so, under the circumstances, you can kiss.
Doug, do I have 30 seconds?
Just barely. Go ahead, yeah.
an interesting poll, maybe the two of you saw it, maybe the audience saw it as well this past week. But there's some people saying Michael Bloomberg and Mitt Romney for vice president on the same ticket.
Really? Isn't that interesting? I'll put Amy Klobuchar up, because she's very popular in very important areas of the country to run with Bloomberg. But that's an interesting scenario. I hadn't even thought about that. Yep. Good job. All right. John Harper from WMEL, Jennifer Horn from Radio Worlds all over the world here on this week's Talk Radio Overview. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Mo Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, going through the charts for the week of February 10th to the 14th with Jennifer Horn from Los Angeles, John Harper from Florida, and you as we go through this list, which you can see, by the way, every week. It's posted at talkers.com, which is the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television as well. All these stories and ancillary things that go with them. I'm kind of working my way through the list backwards and forwards, and I've... We've covered, I think, that all there is to say about the presidential race we've kind of just said. And I don't know, number two, the impeachment aftermath. Is there really any focus on that other than people saying the Democrats do it again or they'll try the likes of Adam Schiff?
They're already calling for it this week. It's an impeachment, the sequel. Just without the wait. It's crazy. You have Senator Elizabeth Warren and you have Representative Eric Swalwell already saying that the president and the attorney general both need to resign or that they need to be impeached because of the controversy with the tweet about Roger Stone and his sentencing. So,
what was the controversy? Explain that. What was said? Roger Stone was a confidant of the president's. He got himself into hot water because he lied to Congress, which is how all these guys get caught sooner or later. Not for the real thing, but for something else that's ancillary. So the Stone
thing.
So
the prosecutors, he got convicted. He's guilty. And so now they're going to sentence him. And his sentencing is next
guilty?
Week.
By the way, do you think he's guilty?
I'm sure lying to Congress, probably, but look, I don't think Roger Stone is an angel, but I also think that we need to start getting serious about treating people the same with our justice system. This multi-level approach to the justice system is just, you know what, it's not fair. It's going to make people lose faith in democracy. It's what's been happening with people who have been persecuted before for things. And so we have to get serious about this, number one. And so the prosecutors is recommended 7 to 9 years for Roger Stone, who's an older gentleman already. That's almost a life sentence, or it could be a life sentence for Roger Stone, for something that most people get a slap on the wrist for, it, or walking around and serving in Congress, much less lying to Congress. So it was pretty unfair. And so the Department of Justice took a look at it. At the same time, President Trump happened to tweet about it, saying that it was unfair. And so then Democrats came out and said, well, the Attorney General is in the back pocket of Donald Trump, and because he tweeted, that's why they're going to look into this extensive intense sentence, which wasn't the case at all. The attorney general explained everything, said he had already started the process before Trump had tweeted, and he actually came out for the very first time against President Trump, saying his tweets in regards to these type of stories make his job almost impossible to do because people are constantly trying to tie the correlation between the tweets and Attorney General Barr just trying to do the right thing.
Yeah. John, your thoughts?
Jennifer is absolutely right. Whether you like Stone or not, the punishment was way too excessive for the crime, and I do agree it should be revised. I don't think he should be let go, but 7 to 9 years, whatever it was, way too much, and Jennifer was right. People are walking around right now who have done far worse crimes than that, and they got a slap on the hand. So
government jobs, right?
Yeah. Equal justice under the law is a kind of a, it's nonsense these days in any number of examples.
At the same time, the situation with the attorney general now and the president looks like there could be a lot of tension brewing there if there hasn't been already. And that's going to be an interesting scene to watch between the two of them, since, as Jennifer said, Barr said yesterday in an ABC interview that Trump is making the tweets almost impossible for Barr to do his job. So that'll be very interesting to watch.
Yeah, but they still seem, well, for purposes of the moment, they seem to be trying to maintain a closeness. But if you start crossing Trump, it's not healthy for the long term, if you will. All right, coming up next, a focus on the coronavirus as we continue overviewing what's going on News Talk Radio this week. It's
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr is denying he's influenced by the president in the case against Trump ally Roger Stone. On ABC News, he said President Trump's tweets about cases before the Justice Department make it impossible for him to do his job.
I have a problem with some of the tweets. I'm happy to say that, in fact, the president has never asked me to do anything in a criminal case.
Barr has agreed to testify before the House Judiciary Committee next month as questions arise from prosecutors who quit the Roger Stone case. The prosecutors had recommended a lengthy prison sentence that the Justice Department would not back.
What am I going to do, sit back and let a man go to jail maybe for 9 years when murderers aren't going to jail? Look, you have some of the most serious, horrible rapists and everything else. They don't go to jail for 9 years.
The president in an interview with Geraldo Rivera. This is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's the Talk Radio Review, second half hour of our focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and John Harper here discussing the issues from the list that Talkers has prepared this week, the stories and the people on the list. We were talking about Roger Stone. I'm looking at some more things here before we go into the virus and that whole discussion. I thought it was interesting that 8 Republicans went with the Democrats this week in a measure that would limit the president from engaging in further hostilities. Isn't that kind of the horse out of the barn stuff? I'm trying to figure out what the point of that all
came from. Republicans who voted when the same measure came against Obama, they voted in the same way. So they're trying to work on a consistent record.
Yeah.
Basically saying that Congress should take back the declaration of war. President Trump made the argument that if Congress ties the hand of the president, then countries like Iran are going to constantly try to test because they know that there's political discord in the country and that people may, you know, Congress may not come together and act in a timely manner. So I think both sides make a good point. I don't think we should take action to war, but I do think the president, if they have an opportunity to take out a terrorist, should actually go in and be able to take out a terrorist. I think that is something that most people wouldn't argue with if they were being honest. So, that's kind of where it is. I think people made a big deal about it, saying that Republicans are turning on Trump, but that's not really it at all. They believe Congress should have the power to declare war.
Right. And as an aside, this might have been number 11 or 10A, if you will, on the story list. The passing of Kobe Bryant has occupied a lot of time and discussion, but he and his daughter laid to rest this week. It doesn't require any real commentary. It just is the end of that saga and what he was all about. So it garnered a lot of attention, especially, I think, on the West Coast, Jennifer, certainly in Los Angeles it did. And speaking of the West Coast, the coronavirus, which is number 5 this week on our countdown list of stories, 1,700 medical workers now infected with the virus around the world. The infection number topped 64,000. Death toll around 1,400. The Chinese have lied through their teeth, and so they're suffering the consequences. Is there anything else to say, ladies and gentlemen?
Go ahead, John.
The trust in the Chinese continues to dwindle. Not that there really was any great trust.
Exactly. Thank you. You're starting from a point of almost negative numbers to begin with and lying through their teeth about most everything.
Amazing.
Yeah, it really is that they've gotten as far as they have. It shows you maybe how corrupt the world is in general. But the average person still, the average Chinese, this is not an indictment of them. They have a system of government. And the people who are around now, remember the Chinese Revolution took place 70 years ago, and 72 years ago now. It was 1948. Same time the situation in Israel changed dramatically. It was the same year. There was a lot of stuff going on. After World War II, upheavals here, there, and everywhere. And these were two dramatic examples of how people didn't like what was going on in their country and they wanted things to change or they wanted stuff to be rectified or fixed or whatever it is. And certainly in the case of China, as we've seen now, or at least it's easy maybe for us outside to look in, but we didn't grow up in this. The people who have grown up and live in China now feel the same way kind of about the way they don't like the leadership, but they understand the government. They understand what they live with and what the ramifications are. But I think it's kind of hard to sell this sort of capitalism blended with communism. It confuses people. And their educational system is so in-focused instead of outward-focused, they don't really understand what's going on in the rest of the world, most of the people that are there. So it's a conundrum. But now when it comes to the coronavirus, you go into the fact, realizing that the province that's the center of the outbreak where all these people have died is basically literally shut off from the rest of the world.
Shut
they
down.
Have guards. They have the army, the Chinese army surrounds that province. And the Russians closed the border with China this week, and they've got guards so that the Chinese can't run across the border and get into Russia. So, interesting.
It's amazing what is taking place as a result of this virus, and I think this, guys, is just the tip of the iceberg, and when this starts getting across the border, so to speak, from China, look out. We may have never seen anything like this before in our lifetimes.
Well, you know, there's a lot of scare stuff going around. People don't really understand what it is, but it could be. It could be a corrector. It could be, we don't know, but it may be. I thought it was interesting. I was looking at a profile of a nurse who works in a Wuhan hospital who walks to work while her husband drives behind her. I guess kind of showing the extreme length that medical workers are willing to go to work and stop the coronavirus. Her husband drives by. It's really interesting. She walks to work in the dark, so he drives behind her to light the path as she walks to work. But she's self-quarantined.
Interesting.
That says something, doesn't it, huh?
Well, now they're talking about the Olympics. They're saying they're not going to cancel the Olympics in Tokyo, but obviously the conversation is being had about whether or not they should.
Right. Exactly. Yep. Okay, next, number six here, the budget deficit. This is one of those things that talk radio doesn't do a good job with, frankly. And people don't understand. The school system doesn't do a good job teaching the civil. How is the government run? And then if you take yourself away from that, how can you run your life the way the government runs its life? With the deficits as huge as they are, then people turn around and say, wow, man, look at the economy. It's steaming along. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I was looking, and most people know that I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and that's kind of part of what I talk about a lot on the American Family Farmer Show podcast I referenced earlier, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, aiming to try to help farmers around the country sustain themselves. And so I was looking for a part for one of my trucks yesterday, and I went over to a local truck dealership. The guy specializes in used trucks, and he rebuilds old trucks and sells them on the market and that sort of thing. And his business, he said to me, his business was never better. He's selling like 40 trucks a month that sell at an average of $35,000 a piece, and he sells them all over the country. And his thing to me, he said to me, this guy's become a multimillionaire. Little guy that had a little garage, and he started selling trucks and fixing them up, and it's grown into this huge business. And he said the economy is roaring. All these people getting into business, getting into small businesses where they need a good, reliable truck, but they can't afford a new one. And he said, we have no problem selling these trucks, and there's no problem getting them financed, getting paid for them. He looked at me with stars in his eyes and said, what a great country, America. So, you know, you look at that. You were talking, I think, last week, John, about how the Space Coast, where all these people are moving in and starting to the private side of launching into space and all the jobs that are there. I remember when we talked about it when sort of things got shut down when Bush messed up NASA and thousands of people were laid off. So they're all back to work and then some, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's the private sector, as you mentioned, Doug, that really is leading the fight on bringing the economy back here to the Space Coast. SpaceX, no doubt about it, they are doing a lot. And there are a lot of ancillary companies as well that are moving into the area that are space-related. So it has been a major turnaround. The housing industry, as I've talked about before, is looking very good. Not fantastic, but yet it's solid and continuing to increase month by month as far as values of homes and condos and apartments and things like that. But again, it's the private sector that has led that march, not the government. It really has nothing to do, I think, with the Trump administration. It's the fact that we do have people like SpaceX, the company of SpaceX and Elon Musk, who are making this happen, along with putting our American astronauts back into space sometime later this year, which is going to be huge as well. So it's all private industry that's making it happen.
Jennifer, examples on the West Coast. California is a big space state as well, but in general, the California economy or the U.S., the economy in general, a lot of people are moving out of California, but that doesn't stop the growth of a lot of basic core businesses, right?
I think that the economy has been tougher for people who are in the middle class or who are trying to run a small business, and so those people are leaving the state. But California has become kind of a mecca for the rich and the poor. I think there is still an economic surplus, which the governor is always quick to talk about, but a lot of that is going towards unfunded pensions. With the space business, it was actually interesting that we're talking about this, because I also did a couple of forms this week for candidates who are running for Congress, and one of the districts that is in our area is one that got national attention. If you remember Katie Hill, she was the congresswoman who resigned from Congress a few months ago because she was involved in a throuple, and she was having relations with her staffers and all that stuff. And so her seat is vacant right now, and it's a pretty hotly contested seat. Everybody's trying to get in. And that is an area where there's a lot of aerospace, and there's some of that industry that's in that area. And they're talking about how that is actually, that's thriving right now for California. So I guess there are certain industries, and, you know, as long as you're not a small business trying to make it, you're doing okay in the state for the most part.
Yeah. Small businesses are, is too much emphasis. Look at the agreement this week that was done between AT&T and, was it Sprint? Who is it that's getting together? The two phone companies and the judge. What a ridiculous, what a moron. He says he's convinced it'll lead to better prices and more competition. What the hell are you talking? What are you, nuts? Show me one of these mergers, never mind in technology, but anything. Airline mergers, any of these huge corporations that get together, buy each other out, and they always screw the customer. That's kind of like a universal law. It's a joke for somebody to say, that it's better for competition. Unga bunga.
Bottom line, Doug, is trying to raise money for a small business is no easier today than it was any time in the distant past. It's still very, very difficult.
The voice of experience, John Harper from WMEL. Jennifer Horn here with Doug Steffen at 46 past the hour.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com or call 833-TOP-WOSS.
As you know, a smile is worth 1,000 words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps as we go into Valentine's Day and beyond, you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life.
don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Time for us to visit with our, call Nick Miles a friend of the program. Certainly he is friendly. Yes, he's a very friendly guy, this Nick Miles. He has a great website. You'll find the information very friendly there, easy to access and maneuver around this website, ourautoexpert.com. So you are in Phoenix test driving what outrageous car? What are you doing?
The BMW X6M and the X5M, which is their high-performance SUVs. If you wanted a supercar, but you could only manage to get all your stuff in an SUV, this is the car for you. Well, I'm sure it will be when I've driven it later today.
What do you actually drive? Do you even own a car? Everybody's giving you cars all the time to drive around in, but I could see you in a BMW, actually. I don't know why.
Unfortunately, a bit like you, Doug, I'm an amateur collector. I, much to the bemuse of my family, I collect cars, and they constantly ask me to go get rid of them because I have a whole driveway full. When I had my driveway reconcreted, I had space for 13 cars put in, and I'm filling them up rapidly.
Congratulations. I used to do that with tractors. One point in time, I had 34 tractors. I've sold about half of them. But I had a collection. They were all over the farm. It's kind of fun to have some of that stuff around. There's nostalgia. It's conversation. And, you know, if you want to have some fun, there you go. All right.
Yeah,
so You're checking out the BMWs now. We started talking about the focus on China and car companies that are in danger of having to shut down their plants. I think there are more on that list this week, right? Because people don't realize how much all the cars today, no matter what the brand, there are lots of things, components that are made in China that aren't being made now because of the virus, right?
Right. It looks like Nissan are going to have to shut their factory down in Japan because they don't have the parts they need that come from China. A lot of times, you know, we get things in from other countries, and those other countries get things from China, too. So just because a car is made in Japan or made in Germany, they may get parts from China, and those parts from China have been ceased to being made because everybody's not going back to work because of the coronavirus. And so it's likely that not only is China shut down a lot of its factories, and Nissan are not getting parts, and Hyundai are not getting parts for their cars, but also China's not making vehicles for themselves, which means that their whole vehicle structure is going to tumble down by about 18% in January. 18% less cars sold, so almost one-fifth of cars in China will not be leaving lots. So the coronavirus is doing quite a bit of damage despite what it does to human beings.
All right, let's move that back. Let's move that scenario back to our country and talk about the sales of cars. I'm told in a whisper fashion that the auto industry is not doing as well. New cars are not selling the way they have over the last 3 or 4 years, even though the economy is good, that the outlook, for at least for the near term, is the overproduction of cars, the cars on lots everywhere. What light can you shed on that?
Yeah, so I don't know if you remember the old cash for clunkers deal where we had. Where
yes.
We, gave people,
right.
Yeah, they gave people cash to bring their cars in. Well, you know, you have a good economy, and the new tax code that came in a couple of years ago is favorable to people buying cars for their business or for personal. So people have money. Well, what happens is buying cars is cyclical. You know, you don't buy a car every year. You buy a car every 5 years or every 4 years or every 12 years, depending on what works for you personally. And if you push that cycle forward, you kind of drown the people that were available to buy cars. And so I think all the people that were planning on buying new cars, a lot of them have bought cars already, and now the cars are sitting on the lot, and they're not selling as well as these car companies had hoped. And the first, unfortunately, people to get hit tend to be the foreign car brands, the more expensive German car brands. And if you offer people a good deal on buying a luxury car, they'll take it when the deal is available, but when they were going to buy the car the following year, they're not buying it, obviously, because they already bought it. So sales in January look like they're going to be tough. At the end of last year, they weren't as good as we were expecting, and a few car companies have got political problems on top of that, like Nissan and the whole Carlos Ghosn thing, so it put people off. So, car sales are not good, my friend. Your whispers you're hearing are true.
Yeah, so Mercedes, I think, has gone a long way to lesson, you know, you were just talking about value and stuff, people are buying a more expensive car. Mercedes got cars for $30,000 now. You can buy a cheap Japanese car. I mean, saying yep. $30,000 is cheap, but it is. Why in the world are they just so, they have so much trouble selling the big cars? They got to make smaller, cheaper cars?
No, I think we're all looking for a good deal, right? You don't go to the car dealership looking for a bad deal.
No.
You go in for looking for a good deal. So, you know, these Korean car companies like Hyundai are making something like the Venue, which starts at around $17,500. You've got people like Kia who are making their new Seltos, which starts around $19,000. So these guys are making cars, you know, for a really good price. But the great German cars and the great British cars are still more fun to drive.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.